wanted to get somebody on from California, and it dawned on me, my favorite nephew works in California, so why not call him? Jamie Heslaw, former crafty left-hander pitcher for Lumen Christi, went to Michigan State, ended up working for Moog in California. That's an aerospace company, and he joins us from L.A. County this morning, where it is almost 6:30. Jamie, I bet you don't have snow like we have today.
TLC, I don't. It's nice and cool this morning. Sun's about ready to come up, and I'm getting my first cup of coffee and ready to roll to that.
Wow. Yeah, we've had a little bit of snow here today, late in April. You probably don't miss that much. But what are you working from home? What are you doing?
Yeah. Our company was considered essential, so we're still working. I'm working from home. Our manufacturing shop's completely open. Adjusting to a lot of new things, but overall, it seems to be working pretty well, and all of our suppliers are open and business as usual. We do a lot of military aircraft, so we have to stay open for that, and we're also doing motors for ventilators, so that's been pretty important in the upkeep of the business here.
Wow, good to hear that. How did you get from Michigan State to where you're at now?
Well, another Spartan and former Lumen Christi Titan recruited me over to Moog, actually headquartered in Buffalo, which is where I interned at. After the internship, I flew out to Torrance, California for an interview, and now I've been here about 2.5 years, and it's going great.
The rest is history. So are you enjoying it out there?
I am, except for last night we had another earthquake, so felt it throughout L.A. County down to Anaheim, so we got a lot of things going on, and we threw an earthquake on top of it, so keeps things interesting, I'd say.
That's crazy. I saw that. I just read it, a 3.7, so it wasn't a huge earthquake, but I imagine any earthquake around L.A. is scary.
Yeah, it's enough to make your house rattle and make you aware of what's going on. So one of the more interesting things that I noticed when I moved out here, that's about the third one I felt. It's pretty wild. I got to say, you don't get those much in Michigan, huh?
Yeah, not a lot of earthquakes around here. So California was probably about, I'm going to say, 10 days ahead of Michigan, or at least a week with the lockdown. Now, how is that all going out there? How are you assessing that? And the job of Governor Newsom, he has widely been praised for what he has accomplished.
Yeah, I feel like California got out ahead of things and really did a good job of putting everybody on lockdown, letting people know what's essential and what's not, and really drawing that fine line. Everywhere you go in California, everyone has masks. I mean, you don't really see anybody without a mask on. They won't really let you in anywhere without a mask on. I just feel like we've done a really good job of flattening the curve and taking all the proper precautions to, you know, get rid of COVID per se, but, you know, doing everything we can to make it better.
So everybody wearing a mask. I saw they're at about 15,000 COVID cases in L.A. County, but that's enormous.
Yeah, I do think that we are far below the projected numbers, at least. I think we're doing a good job of staying home, and if you do have it, self-quarantining. So they've made tests available for everyone that needs them. So if you are feeling symptoms, it's not hard to get a test. We have available beds for people, so capacity isn't really an issue. And then they brought out the big Navy ship out in the bay as well. So I feel like they've done a really good job bringing things together here to make everybody feel at ease if you do get this horrible disease, virus, I should say.
Yeah, now we're you're rolling into fire season, aren't you, in the spring? Is that another big issue out there?
Yeah, last year was really bad. There was fires pretty much all summer. It gets to the point where now I'm a little bit closer to the water, so the fire doesn't get as close to me. But it gets to the point where you wake up in the morning and you smell smoke, or you can see the smoke coming over the hills. your car may have ashes on it. It's a really bad situation every summer, and I think they're prepping for another very bad season. Fires, there's something they can't really control.
Yeah. So what? You're close to the ocean?
Yeah, I'm not bragging or anything, but yeah, I'm about 5 miles from the. You know, it's weird. I live here. I'm 5 miles from the ocean. When I lived at home, I was 5 minutes from Cascades Ice Cream. So it's a little bit of a comparison, I guess.
You're a big sports fan. I know you're missing baseball.
Oh God, yeah, I'm missing my Yankees. That's for sure. I've been out to. I've tried Dodger Stadium and Angel Stadium. I'd say just because of the traffic, I'm going to go to Anaheim anytime I want to go to a baseball game. That Dodger traffic is pretty insane. For being only 16 miles away, about it takes about an hour and a half to get there. If there's traffic, it's a mess.
Yeah, those games are normally all sold out. I don't think the Angels do quite as well, do they?
No, they don't, but, you know, go see Trout, go see Ohtani. They should be pretty good this year. We also got the me and my roommate have season tickets to the new soccer team out here that came out, started a few years ago, LAFC and MLS. So we're missing that as well. Those games run through about October. So, yeah, a lot of people missing sports out here.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a while before at least fans get back. And that's going to be a big deal out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you have college football, NFL, you got the new Rams stadium that's opening up. You got Laker and Clipper playoffs are supposed to be going on right now. People are really struggling with not having that in their life. But good thing the
another event that happened out there was the Kobe Bryant tragedy. I know that shocked the whole area.
Yeah, I'll never forget where I was. Oddly enough, I don't think I'll ever forget. I was walking my dog down on the water, and it was a very foggy day. And you know, it's kind of gloomy and stuff. So I go home, I turn on the TV, and I see Kobe pass away. And you just can't believe it. There's businesses all across the South Bay that are honoring Kobe with billboards, and people are wearing his jerseys to work. I was able to go down to the Staples Center to check out the memorials. People are signing the floor. They have basketballs over the place, flowers. It was surreal.
So everybody's wearing a mask out there. We can't get everybody to wear a mask here.
Quite a lot. I feel like California is taking it a bit more serious, I think, than other places at this point. I think there are mandatory orders in place for us to wear them. Why do you think people aren't wearing masks in Michigan? I don't really understand that.
Yeah, it's an interesting dichotomy. Well, we'll see what happens. Your cousin said to say hi to you, Steve.
My favorite cousin.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Good luck at Moog. Keep up the good work. I know you're doing well out there.
Thank you, JLC. I'll see you. I'll probably see you around Thanksgiving time.
Okay. Take care. Crafty left-hander from Lumen Christi, Jamie Heslaw, now working for the Moog Aerospace Company in Torrance, California, in L.A. County.